moving on to the Colts, obviously, Sunday night game. Just talk about what you guys have to do to keep what you got going.
Just a lot of preparation and staying focused. That's the big key for us, you know. We got to start hammering away on those guys tonight and tomorrow, and so coming Wednesday ready to go.
What was it like when you got a chance to watch the film and you saw the kind of the hits the quarterback took, the 12 took? How do you guys protect him a little bit more?
We just got to work together as a group. Everybody could do a better job to help prevent that from happening, so that's going to be a focus on it for us.
When you go back and watch the film and you look at the adjustments that this offense is able to make, what does that say just about all the guys on the team, how quickly you can make in-game adjustments to defenses?
Just staying the course, you know, not getting frustrated and just working with each other and believing in the coaches.
What's the sort of vibe? Obviously, the Colts game probably been circled on a lot of guys' calendars for a while. What would you sort of sense after the game yesterday of the anticipation for the game on Sunday?
We're just taking the game by game. You know, whoever's next on schedule, that's who we focus on. So we're just kind of taking that approach.
I know you weren't here during it last year, but you obviously know the Colts role and the distractions of the offseason. You want to win every game, but is this a win you want a little bit more?
Like I said, it's just the next team on schedule, and we want to win every game, so that's the goal.
You mentioned yesterday that you weren't totally sure what happened on your touchdown. Have you seen film of it yet?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was all right.
What did others think? You got any comments on it?
Well, it was a good play. You know, a lot of guys commented on it, but, you know, just trying to get past that now and just try to focus up and get ready for this week.
What's it like when that offense gets going, when you guys start to click? Because there was a point there where it wasn't, you know, you were, like, stagnant a little bit, and then you started to feel it. What's it like when you guys finally start to feel it?
No, it's good. You know, we get rolling. You know, everybody gets involved. We got a lot of guys that can make plays. So when we're on our game, it's going to be tougher teams to handle us.
Going back to that touchdown, LeGarrette said you were almost like a video game, and I think he called you Deion Joystick Lewis. What's it like getting that support from a teammate that you kind of share reps with?
That's great. You know, he's a great teammate. He's one of my closest teammates. So, you know, it's nice to have a guy like that on your side.
I think you said yesterday that reps have been the most important key to your success. But how have you managed to take advantage of the reps that you've been given to make the most of them?
I'm just making sure I'm prepared and making sure I know what to do and I'm accountable for my teammates.
Thank you.